महत्सेवाङ्गदारमाहुर् विमुक्ते समद्वारं जोषितां संनिसङ्गम् महान्तस्ते समचित्या प्रशान्ता विमन्नवः सुहृद साधव जे स The first proposal was that this human form of life is not to be wasted like cats and dogs. This is the first proposal by Rishabh. He was advising his sons, my dear boys, don't waste your this valuable life like cats and dogs and hogs. This was the first problem. Actually, without Krishna consciousness, our life is no better than the ducks and hogs. That's a fact. That is the beginning of this instruction. Na ayana deha deho bhajangani loke kattan kaman arahati di bhujangani. The dogs and hogs, they toil whole day and night for their eating purposes and sense gratification. Why the human society should be like that? So, these things can be learned by Mahaseva. Therefore, this Vedic civilization is that first of all send the children for Mahatseva, Brahmachari. Mahatseva, that is the essential part of human life. Tadvijnanatham sa gurumeva vigacche samipani srutinyam brahmanishtha. So, make this human life successful, to understand the value of life, to understand what I am, one must approach, go to Gurukul. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet. This avigacchet, this form of bhag, is used when it is called dhidhiling. Must, there is no option. I may go or I may not go. No. One must. That is human life. That is the instruction of Vedic Shastra. In Prahlad Maharaj's teaching also. And childhood, he was 5 years old, boy, and he was teaching to his class friend, my dear friend, that Kumaro Asavet Prakna Dharman Bhagavatanya. He was seeking Krishna consciousness. As soon as he was getting little opportunity, in the tiffin hour, when the teachers are gone, he would immediately stand up and preach to his friends, my dear friend, begin Krishna consciousness from this point. Although you are very small boys, still, we have to begin here. Komaro asarit prakna dharman bhagavatam. Why? So quickly let us become old and feeble when I will not be able to do anything, then I will chant Hare Krishna. No. He says no immediately. Komaro asarit prakna dharman bhagavatam. Durabhama manasanya. You do not know when he shall die. So before the next death comes, complete your Krishna consciousness. This is the business. Kaumaro asarit prajna dharman bhagavatanya. Where is that education? No. This is misleading civilization. They do not know the value of life. They are simply wasting time for sense gratification. No, this is not. The Bhagavad Dharma means children should be taught from the very beginning of life. That is basic civilization. The children should go, even Krishna, although he is God, he was also sent to Gurukul. And he was collecting dry wood from the forest for Guru. So they're learning how to serve Guru. The Guru must be also bona fide. Therefore, it is recommended, Mahasseva, Mahasseva Dharma, Ahud Vimukte. That is the basic civilization. One must approach a Mahanta, Mohanta. This whole world is illusion. And one who is above this illusion, he is called Mahanta. One who has ended the illusion. Samitmani Sotriyam Brahmanistha. One could approach a guru who is Brahmanistam. Brahmanistam means fully fixed up in Brahma understanding. Because life is meant for Brahma Jigyasa. Patato Brahma Jigyasa. This life, this human form of life, is meant for inquiring about Brahma. Not for anything else. Anything else, where is food, where is shelter, where is sex, and where is defense. This is animal life. Above this, when we are in human life, our main business is Brahma Jigyasa. Not that where is food, where is shelter, where is sex, and where is defense. This is animal propensities, animal inquiries. I have repeatedly saying the same thing, that India's civilization is different from others. We should stick to our own culture. That is the prerogative. That I am repeatedly speaking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila jaa. Janma sarthakari karo paropaka. Anyone who has taken birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsha, he has got special advantage. He has got special advantage in this that he can learn all this Vedic literature, Mahasseva. Then he makes his life perfect. He understands what is his life, what is the value of this life, why he is suffering, how to mitigate it. These things are required. And when one is well-versed and practiced by example, then let him preach all over the world. Paropoka. Because they do not know. Actually that is happening. By one man's endeavor, all these foreigners are getting real life of Krishna consciousness. They sacrifice everything practically. Sarva dharma anpalitra jamame kamusarana. This is required. That is human. Otherwise it will simply work very hard, just like these 2 liter hogs. Where is food? Where is food? Where is sex? Where is... This is... Therefore this particular name has been mentioned here. Birbhujan. Birbhujan. It is very peculiar. Nāyana deha deva bhājāṁ niloke kastān kāmān arhate birbhujāṁ. This is the business of these 2 liter hogs. Sastra sometimes uses very strong language. That is required. Just like if you want to train your children, sometimes you have to slap, you have to chastise for his benefit. That is required. Therefore this very word is used. Birbhujan. These kind of engagements are there among the hogs and dogs. Are you hogs and dogs or human beings? Your engagement is Brahma Jigyasa. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Inquire about Brahma. learn about Brahma. Learn about yourself, that you are not this material body. If you are still thinking that you are this material body, you are Indian, you are American, you are Brahmana, you are Shudra, you are white, you are black, then you are in the dog's consciousness, not Krishna consciousness. That is to be learned. So long we are in the bodily concept, that is going on all over the world. If we say, people may not be very happy. Now, India, in your city, it is going on. Andhra concept. How long you shall remain Andhra? You may remain Andhra for, say, 20 years or 50 years, at most 100 years. Then, what you are going? Andhra or something else? Where is the account for that? Because Krishna said, the Supreme Authority, tatha dehantara prapti. So, if you perpetually remain as Andhra, that is very good, but that is not allowed, sir. You will be kicked out of this Andhra conception of life by nature's law. Mitru sarva harasya hum, Krishna says. When death will come, oh, my dear death, you cannot touch me. I am Andhra, I am Indian, I am American. No. No, sir. Get out. So where is that knowledge? Dasyātu buddhi kuno piti dhātu ki sadhik kalatra jizubhau vajjad saeva gokha. This kind of civilization is the civilization of the cows and asses. Gokha. Go means cow. And khara means ass. So we must understand what we are. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. He said, I am not Brahmin, I am not Kshatriya, I am not Vaishya, I am not Shudra, I am not Brahmachari, I am not Sannyasi, not, neti neti. Then what you are? Gopi Bhattu Pada Kamala, oh, dasa, 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 anu dasa. This is self-realization. When we shall deny all these designations, and we shall realize that I am part and parcel of Krishna, that is self-realization. And so long we identify with this body and mind, and do not know what I am, that is go for a civilization. Cows and asses civilization. So, especially in India, we should be very careful not to follow the go for a civilization. We must follow real civilization, Brahma civilization. This is the land of Brahma Gyan. This is the land of Brahmanas. Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. We are losing that. Be careful. That we offer our respects to the Supreme Personality Godhead. That Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Sa Jagat Dhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya. If God's first business is Go Brahmana Hitaya Sa Brahmanna Devaya. Krishna is very, very eager to maintain the Brahminical culture in the human society. Brahma Janati. Understanding of Brahma. And go Brahmana Hitas. Go, cows. Cow protection. Where is that civilization? Where is that Brahminical culture? Where is that go, raksha? Very precarious condition. Therefore, we should accept the standard of civilization. This is recommended here. Mahatseva dharma hurvimutti. If you want to become disentangled or free from this entanglement, conditioned soul one after another, we are forced. Our Sesanagamistar was saying about the change of body. The change of body is forced. You are a young man. You cannot say, I will not accept old man's body. No, sir, you have to accept. Forced. Pagidekhira Maharani, Gunai Karmani Parvus. You cannot say, I will not accept this. Krishna says, Tathadehantara Prapti, as you are forced to accept this body, older body. Nobody wants to become old. Similarly, another body, Tathadehantara Prapti. These things are there. We are being forced by the laws of nature. Where is our independence? We have declined resolution. Now you are independent. Go. Finish. Where is your independence? You are kicked out by the laws of nature. You are not free. You are under supreme control. Nature, they will accept nature's control, but not God's control. But the foolish person does not know that nature is also controlled by God. This you have to learn from Vedic literature. Nature is described in the Brahma Sangita. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rita chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibhakti durga. Goddess Durga is accepted as the material energy or material prakriti. So she is so powerful. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rita chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibhakti durga. Ichchānu rūpamapi jasya ca cheṣṭati. Sa Durga is not independent. Ichchānu rūpamapi jasya. Under whose direction she is working? Govindamādi purisam tamāma yāsi. I am asking that Govinda, the Adi Purusha, the Supreme Past, Adam Purāna Purusha, Navajau Mananja. These are the information we get from this earth. Adam, he is the original person. Adam, Purana Purusha, the oldest person. Navajau Mananja. But at the same time, always. Fresh youth. So, how we shall learn all these things? Mahaseva. Go to Mahat. Mahat. The Guru. Sarve. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. You cannot challenge like a nonsense. You have to engage yourself to the service. That is the beginning. Brahmachari is indicated, go to Gurukul, and you may be a king's son or a very learned Brahmin son, it doesn't matter. You serve your Guru just like a menial servant. This is the instant. This is the first education. Go to Gurukul and serve the Mahat Guru, the broad-minded Guru, just like a menial servant. What is that? Now you go, collect everything for Guru, alms, and do not claim proprietorship. It is Guru's property. Whatever you collect, that is not your property. That is Guru's property. And go to Gurukul, and when Guru will ask you, my dear boy, please come and take your prasadam. Then you will take. If Guru forgets to call you, you should fast. This is Gurukul. Not that I am hungry, there is food stuff, let me eat. Without permission of Guru, you cannot touch anything. This is invention. Now how... I mean, strenuous training was there to live in Gurukul and sacrifice the whole life for Guru's instruction. This is Vedic culture, brahmachari. And live at the place of Guru just like an Indian servant. Where is that education? Why you not expect these upstarts, naxalites, Where is that training? Of course, it is very difficult to bring back that mode of civilization at the present moment. Kalo nastu disham, we have lost everything by the influence of this Kali Yuga. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised that you go, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam. Chant the name of Hari. Harir Nama, thrice is stressing. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo, in this age of Kali. Nastiva, 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 Gatirannatha. This is simple method. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Harir Nama. Not others. Harir Nama. People also diverting that and saying any name will be. No, not any name. Harir Nama. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. You have to hear and chant about Krishna, not any other Devita. No. It's particularly mentioned. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. This is what? Very simple thing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a, it is from the Shastra, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Agni Purana. A saintly person, Mahanta, will not speak anything which is not mentioned in the Shastra. If somebody manufactures, Sita Devi, Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Jasastra Vidhimut Siddha, Bhatta Trikamata, Nasiddhim Savamati. Anyone who goes against the Shastra and manufactures his own concoction, for him there is no Siddhi. No Siddhim Savamati, no Sukham, neither any happiness. And what to speak of Paragati? So we should give up all this. All the essence of all Shastra is Bhagavad Gita. All the Sarva Bhava Upanishad, all the Upanishad Vedic Shastra is spoken in a very short, clean Bhagavad Gita. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaking Himself. So we should take it very seriously. Unfortunately, although Bhagavad Gita is spoken in India, and there are many so-called students of Bhagavad Gita, but they are interpreting in their own way, misleading people. Don't be misled in that way. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then it will automatically act. The medicine, as directed by the physician, you should take. You should not manufacture your own way of doses. Suppose physician says that you take 5 drops of this medicine, mixed with water, and take it. You have to follow. If you say no, let me be cured immediately. Let me take 100 drops. Or 1 drop. No, that will not help you. Similarly, you should read Bhagavad Gita as it is prescribed by the physician Krishna. Then you will learn it. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says personally that imam vivasati yugam prastavan ahamabhayam. This yoga system is of what? Eternal. Krishna is eternal. And Krishna's words are eternal. And you are also eternal. This is our position. Krishna is eternal. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore we are eternal. Na hanate harnamani sarire, Krishna says. Majayate na mriyate vatadasi. You are never born, never die. Krishna sa nitya nityanam. We are all nitya, eternal. But he is the supreme nitya, nitya nityanam. We are plural nitya, he is singular nitya. So what is the difference between this plural and singular? The singular maintains all these plural. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. He is the maintainer and we are maintained. So, everything is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, and that is the essence of all Vedic literature. Our propaganda is that you read Bhagavad Gita, try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any foolish commentary. As soon as you comment, that is foolishness. Don't do it. Read as it is. Then you will get the enlightenment. And you will understand Krishna, because Krishna is teaching to make you understand what is God, what is Krishna. Why should we deviate? Therefore, Krishna says, learn Bhagavad Gita, the same instruction, Mahat Seva. Seva. Krishna says, Tad Vidhi, Pranipasena, Pariprasnena, Sevaya. Unless you are prepared to render service to your spiritual master. First of all, you must find out the proper spiritual master. Then you must engage yourself to his service. Then you can post it. Otherwise, don't waste your time and your spiritual master's time. But with thee, you must know. The first thing is punipatena. Pranipatena prakishtarupena nipat. Fully surrender. It's like these boys, they have learned. They will see their spiritual master 100 times. And 100 times they will fall flat and offer respect. This is called pranipat. 100 times. Not that I finish my pranipat in the morning as an etiquette. No. These boys are so good. They have learned that they will meet me 100 times and they will fall flat 100 times. This is called panipa. This is Indian sir. Tat vidhi panipatena pariprasnena seva. That is very Indian sir. Dasya deve parabhakti jatha deve tatha guru tasyaite katita jatta prakashanti mahat. This, the meaning of the Vedic literature is revealed. It is not by your mundane scholarship you can understand. That is not possible. Tasya ete katita artha prakashante. It becomes revealed. To whom? Jasya devi parabhakti. One who has acknowledged faith in the Supreme Personality of God. Jatha devi tatha guru. Similar faith in guru. For them, the meaning of these Vedic literature has become revealed. It is not by mundane scholars say, I think it is like that. So who are you? You are thinking like that? No, that is not the prophet. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Two things must be there. First of all, pranipat, and the other side, seva, and middle, pariprasnena. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshana. Who is jnani? Who has seen the truth? Not that supposing. I suppose it like this. No. Whether you are seeing. That is required. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshana. Arjuna also made like that. But in the beginning question, Arjuna was talking with Krishna on equal level like friend. But later on, he said, Shishasthiham sadhimam prapannam. Prapannam, this 24. I am surrendering. So, find out, Guru. Who is Guru? Guru means who is coming from the parampara system. Just like Krishna says, evam parampara prasam imam rajarsayo vidu. Rajarsayo. Big, big learned saintly kings. That means government. Now we are taking accepting thing by democracy. Anyone by vote. No. Rather, sir, one must be governor. He must be as good as a rishi, saintly person. Rather, sir, they must understand the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, the aim of life. Then they will educate. The governor will educate the citizens how to make life successful. But if he does not understand what is the success of life, how he will govern? But it is going on. But Bhagavad Gita says, Imam Rajarshayo Vidu, the Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Rajarshis, saintly kings, saintly governor. Because he has to govern. He must know how to govern. What is the aim of life? How they can be elevated? Just like Maharaj Yudhishthir. Because he was a good governor and good king. So, during his time, it is said kamam pajjanna vivarsa. There is what I am just forgetting. That all the necessities of life were supplied through rain. Kamam vivarsa pajjanya sarva kama dughamahi. That we derive all necessities of life through the earth. Sarva kama dughamahi. So, if the king is fire, then the earth will give you protection enough for your satisfaction. Now, I have seen in your country so much land is lying vacant. Why it is not being produced? Because we do not know how to derive all benefits from earth. That we do not know. Therefore, people are in scarcity. There is no question of scarcity. Krishna has given everything. Purnamidam. Purnamada. Purnat. Purnamada. There cannot be anything imperfect which is created by God. Everything is perfect. But if we become godless, the supply will be crippled. That is the secret we do not know. These things we have to learn from Shastra. As soon as people will become demonic, nature will restrict supply. Now you become demonic, that's supply. This is going on. Therefore, it is recommended, Mahatseva Adhara Mahurdi Mukti. If you want to become free from all anxieties, first of all, this material world means anxiety. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Why we are sent to this material world? Ichhati sa samuttena sarge janti paranta. Because we wanted to enjoy life independent of God or Krishna. This is the disease. We are not independent. If there is no rain and there is no food grain, what your independence will do? No. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, annad bhavanti bhutali. Very practical. That if you want to be happy, either animal or man, bhutani, then you produce anna, food grains, sumptuously. Annad bhavanti bhutali. Pajjannat anna sambhava. And there must be sufficient rain for producing sufficient food grains. Yajñat bhavanti pajjanya. And you perform yoga, there will be regular rainfall. Yajna karma samudhavam. Who is following this principle? Yajna karma samudhavam. Krishna never said that factories, by factories, bhavanti bhutani.
Anagamanti Buddha. He says, this is practical. We are not interested how to produce or not. We are now interested to produce tire tubes. So he tire tube. So this is going on. Take Krishna's instruction as it is,
you'll be happy.
This is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a bogus thing. It is very scientific, authorized. Take it very seriously, especially those who are born Indians, they have all the advantage. Don't be misled. Thank you very much.
Any question?
Is there any result by chanting Krishna's name mechanically, or must it be uttered with complete devotion? If it is, can you later, how is Ajahnya, how does he get moksha?
Yes. The chanting of Krishna's name is exactly, immediately associating with Krishna. Krishna is absolute. Krishna, atha Sri Krishna Namadi. Namadi means name, then form, then quality, then entourage, and so many things. Krishna is not alone. So they are all absolute. Krishna and Krishna's name is not different, identical. So when we chant Krishna's name, it means that we are directly associating with Krishna. This is a fact. So as you, if you become nearer to or touch fire, then you will get the resultant action. So if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, that means immediately you are in touch with Krishna. And the result will begin immediately. That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Cheta Dharpana Mahajanam, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he'll cleanse your dirty heart, because that is the beginning of our suffering, misunderstanding. So, there are other references in this shastra, just like, Sinnatana Satata Krishna, Punna Sravana Kirtana, Riddhantasa Avadrani, Vidhunati Suhisata. Krishna is sitting within your heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana Riddhese Arjuna Krishna. Krishna is with you. But you do not know. But as soon as you try to chant and hear Krishna's name, then immediately the cleansing of your heart begins. Cheta Dharpana Mahadha. Then Bhava Mahadabhani Nidvapanam. As soon as your heart is cleansed, means you understand that you are not this material body. That is cleansing of heart.
Everything is going on this misunderstanding that I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am this and that. This is the grossest type of misunderstanding. So that becomes clear. When you stand on your own position, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma, Na Sochati, Na Kanka, there are so many things we gradually follow. Therefore, if we chant Krishna's name without any offense, and there are 10 kinds of offenses, but in the beginning, if there is offense, you go on chanting, and gradually, as your heart will be cleansed, that is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sita Dattvana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nipapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandamudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amritam Asadhanam Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankhi. So, if you follow the instruction, and if we chant, even though we do not understand in the beginning what is the effect of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but it will show its effect if you go on chanting. Just like I began this movement in America, I did not ask them anything. I simply invited them, please come and chant with me. And just see the result. It is practical. I never bribed them, nor I showed any magic. I simply asked them, chant Hare Krishna, and see the result. It is practical.
Why is home not sacred in your flesh? All should come to the banner of home instead of praying to so many gods. By doing so, there will be unity throughout the land.
Krishna said, Pranava Sarvavedesu. I am the Omkar in all Vedic mantras. Om Tadvishnu Paramam Padam Sadapasanti. Omkar is as good. That is also Krishna. So, either you chant Omkar or Krishna, there is no difference. But in the Shastras, it is recommended that you chant Hare Krishna, not Omkar. So you have to accept Shastra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically demonstrated. He was chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnayati. Hare Krishna. So we have to follow the Shastra and the great saintly person. Otherwise, there is no difference between Omkar and Krishna. But because Shastra recommends Harinama, Harinama, we have to accept.
There is a question here. Please give brief description of Swami Desikapuridanta's life. I would just like to make a note that we have stated our recent Hare Krishna stroke fortnightly. It is available at the bookstore in here. This issue has been dedicated to his divinely Desikapuridanta's son, Prabhupada, how he started his international society for Krishna consciousness and other attendants. Which the Prabhupada, so if you would like to know, you can take one of these issues. According to your observation, godlessness is responsible for scarcity. Then what about communist countries compared with India?
What is that?
If godlessness is the cause of scarcity, why the communist countries are so affluent?
They are asking food from America. You come forward, I shall train you.
Does Srila Prabhupada agree with the work of Ramakrishna Mission, Maharishi Meditation, and Divine Life Mission, now working in America?
What is that?
Being in the work of the Ramakrishna Mission, Mahesh Yogi, Divine Life Society that are working in America.
I do not study them. I simply study Bhagavad Gita. That's and Krishna says, Sarvadhan Man Puritacha, Mami Kangfarnas. I believe that. That's all.
What is meant by absolute surrender? How are we to satisfy ourselves having done so?
Absolute surrender means Anna Vilasita Sunnam. I am surrendering to Krishna to get this benefit. That is conditional surrender. I surrender to Krishna without any motive. That is absolute. Anna Vilasita Sunnam. Yanaka Madana Britam. Anukulena Krishna Nisilanam Bhakti Vittama. No motive. That is required. If I think that I shall get some benefit, that is business, that is not bhakti. That is taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Asrishava padaratam pinastuma marmahatam karutuva adarsana. Yathatathava vidadhatilampata matrananathastu saivanapa. You can treat me like anything. You can make me broken-hearted by your hands. Still, you are my Lord. That is unconditional surrender.
When I visited the Hare Krishna Center, I thought that God had no form. In such case, why should we garnish the idol of Krishna with jewelry and adore the idol?
Yeah.
Should we adore the idol if God has no form?
Who says God has no form? Huh? God is the Supreme Father. You know your father has form. What the Supreme Father has done that he will not have form? Huh? Your father has got form. You are born of him. Then why the Supreme Father will not have form? What fault he has done? What is this logic? God is supposed to be Supreme Father. Janmadatsa jataha. That is the basic information. The Supreme is that which is the source of everything. So, we have got varieties of forms. And why this source should be formless? Why? What is the logic? We have got so many forms, 8,400,000. And Krishna says, Ahanga Vigapadapita, of all these forms of life, and the seed-giving father. The seed-giving father, Krishna has form, and his sons have got form. Why the father should be formless? What is his logic? Huh? What is his logic? Can anyone say? Because his father, therefore he will be formless. What is his logic? The father must have form. Otherwise, how many be all these forms right from it is coming? Krishna says, Ahanga Bija Padapita. He is the father. If the sons have form, why the father will not have form? What is his logic? This is not logical conclusion. The real idea is, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that, my dear Arjuna, you, me, and all these kings and soldiers who have assembled here, They were in the past like this. That means they are forms. And they are existing like this. And they will continue to exist. Very formless. You see, refer to Bhagavad Gita. He says in the past, all of them existed like this. And we are existing now like this, past, present. And in the future they will continue. So there is formlessness. There is no question of formlessness. Nitya nitya nam, chetana chetana nam. When there is such question formlessness, means that is not material form. But there is form. Ishara parama krishna satchidananda vigraha. Vigraha means form. But that is satchidananda. Eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. This is not this form. Therefore, Krishna says, abhijananti mana murha manase intanu mahasita. Param bhavam ajananti. These rascals, they do not know what I am. Therefore, he is thinking that my form and his form is the same. Abhijananti mana murha. Unless one is murha, he cannot say that God is formless. God has form. But his form is different from our form. His material form. Satchit ananda vigraha. So, therefore, we have to learn all these things by mahaseva, dharam vimukte. We can get out of all this ignorance when we are engaged in mahaseva. Otherwise, we shall remain in the darkness. Krishna's form, but his form is different from our this material form. That is true.
Is showing miracles to the people by some form is the way to bring them back to spiritual life or not?
Showing miracles like some swamis do, a way to bring people back to spiritual life.
Why shall I show miracles? What is the business? I have to speak the truth, that's all. What is the use of miracles? When you go to college, school, we want to see miracles, or you learn books and knowledge. Krishna never said that you go to a guru who can perform miracles. He never said that. He said, tatvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sirvaya upadakshanti tatjnanam jnanina tattadarshi. Go to a jnani and was known the truth. Not to a juggler, magician. Science is not magic. Science is knowledge. That is the basic invention. Tatvijnanartham. You know, to understand that science, not to see jugglery and magic. The jugglery and magic is here, present. All these meat eaters, drunkards, woman hunters, now Vaishnava. This is real magic. If you have got eyes to see the magic. If you are blind, then that is a different question. This is magic.
I believe in Krishna, but please clarify the following. Yeah. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Krishna is the only God in the world, the creator of the whole universe, then why the existence of Jesus Christ and Allah? Why is there not only one God for all? Why do you think that Muslims are not accepting the Krishna consciousness, Krishna as God?
They are accepting God, but they did not disclose the name of God because the people are unable to understand. Krishna means all attracts. That is the meaning of Krishna. Unless God is all attractive, how he can be God? Krishna means all attractive. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya bhajante mana buddha bhava samannita. When one understands Krishna, to understand Krishna, it takes little time. Manishanam sahasesu kaschid jatati siddhaya, jatatamati siddhyana. So, Krishna revealed himself in India before Arjuna. What the others will understand about Krishna unless he is advanced like Arjuna. So there are different persons. So different types of religion they have revealed. That is also Krishna. But to some extent, the full extent they cannot understand. Just like Lord Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill. Just imagine what the audience were. They are killers. So what do you understand about Krishna? Let them first stop this killing. Then this stage will come. He'll understand what is Krishna. Jisham tu antagatam papam janalang punna karmana te danna mahani mukta bhajanti maang dirabhata. One who is sinful, the first instruction should be to stop your sinful activity. Then the opportunity will come to understand Krishna. That is stated in the Jisham tu antagatam papam. One who is sinful, what he will understand about Krishna? First of all, stop sinful activity. Then this thing will come, you will understand Krishna. Therefore, Jesus Christ said, you nonsense, stop killing. Then there will be time, you will understand one day Krishna. So, the first instruction is to stop sinful activities. Then you will be qualified. Jisham tu antagatam papam janalam punya karma te danda mahani mukta bhajanti mang. So everything by state by state, not by jump. That is not possible.
And why doesn't your mission serve man as in the incarnation of Lord Krishna instead of chanting the name?
Why don't we serve man instead of chanting Hare Krishna?
You are not going to follow your instruction. We have to follow the instruction of the Shastra. You cannot say that why you are you not serving the man? We are trying to give you the knowledge of Krishna. Is it not serving the man? The better service, to give knowledge. If a man is hungry, he can give some food. That will give him some temporary benefit. But if you give him knowledge, how to earn his livelihood, that is better gift. So people are suffering for want of knowledge. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving knowledge to the whole world. Not only that, we are giving prasadam also, hundreds and thousands of people. We are not that, simply we are giving knowledge, but we are inviting everyone. Come, live with us peacefully, take Krishna prasadam and be Krishna conscious. This is our movement. That's all? One more?
What are the ways and means for controlling temptations and conquering desires?
What is the way for controlling our desires?
Yes. Bhakti parishano bhava virakti annatastha param dishtyani vartate you have to give better engagement than the jiva, this inferior engagement. Parangadishtha nivartata means if you get better engagement, then you can give up inferior engagement. You must have some engagement. Without engagement, you will become mad. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to give better engagement. So when he is engaged in better type of activities, he forgets all this inferior. That is the explanation. Bhakti parishanu bhava, virakti anatrasyat. As soon as one becomes devotee, he naturally becomes reluctant. Just like these American and European boys and girls. They have little advance in Krishna consciousness. They have immediately given up all these inferior engines of drinking and illicit sex and meat eating. They have given up. This is the way. He gives them better engagement and they give up this inferior engagement. That is the pushing of Krishna consciousness movement. Chant Hare Krishna.